Welcome to the Spirited Blogger Podcast. Preparing meals for the week is smart, it's cost-effective, and it's something that everybody should do, especially when they're watching their diet, when they're watching the foods that they eat or they have a strict diet because of medical reasons. It's great for those who are working out, who have a busy schedule, or are busy at school. And if one wants to avoid getting into the trap of going out to eat or grabbing some fast food on the way home. The first thing you have to make sure you have, and you can get them at the 99-cent store, are containers. Containers that have a little depth and that are freezable. You can also use Ziploc baggies. The next step is to plan your meals. To be realistic on the foods that you want to eat, you know, the things that you know you can have, vegetables, fruits, and try to keep things as natural as possible and make your list. Don't forget the hard-boiled eggs, chicken breast, fish, meats, potatoes. The next step is you do your groceries. You get all the items that you need that you can make several meals out of. Once you have your groceries and you are at home and you have the time, preheat your oven, and this is the time to get your pans and to separate the meats. Cook your chicken breast. If you're going to make fish, make your fish. If you're going to make a whole chicken, make your whole chicken. Get a hot pan of boiling water and start blanching the vegetables that you want. While you have all this baking and boiling, you start preparing the other things. If you're going to have salads, prepare your lettuce. Prepare your vegetables, cut them up. If you have vegetable sandwiches that you want to make or certain types, prep those things up for your sandwiches. And this is also the time to boil your eggs. Now, as things are done, you set up your containers on a table and you start preparing your meals. So you're going to have your dinners and your lunch, your snack foods and your salads, and you can start arranging your meals just like you would see in a TV dinner in a way. You put your potato, your meat, your blanched vegetables, close the container, that's your dinner. For lunches, if you want salads, you prepare your lettuce, put the raw vegetables in there. Do not put tomatoes in there yet. Make sure to put cut tomatoes if you have, or cherry tomatoes, in Ziploc baggie. Hard-boiled eggs, you can put them right back in the egg container, but make sure to get a marker and make a mark on them so that you know they're hard-boiled before you put them in there. You can arrange your fruit snacks. If you have them cut up, you can arrange those too and put them in the containers. And if you have the time and you're really creative, you can also make yourself, with a Ziploc bag or a container, some energy snacks. You can make your own trail mixes. If you go to a grocery store that sells in bulk, you can grab walnuts, almonds, pistachios, chocolate pieces, the kind that people would put in chocolate chip cookies. If you want something salty, get some flaxseed crackers. You can get very creative, but you can have healthy meals already planned out for your week. And this will just help you stay on your diet. It will save you money in the long run because you'll see how much your food money has stretched. It's just a great idea. You can freeze these things, especially the dinners. Make sure to get a piece of paper tape and mark the date on your containers. And this is just a start. This will help you as an individual. You can also plan this for larger families. When you cook something, you cook a large quantity and you use the containers and make sure to put some aside and just put them in the freezer. So once you get in the habit of preparing your meals, it becomes easier and you become more creative